get some paper put in between the gavel.
Port of Portland. Mr. Wyatt. Let's see here.
Thanking you.
Well, we had, at the hearing last week, we had enormous hearing. You know, there's a lot of testimony, opponents and proponents. But one thing that I think that came through, several things came through loud and clear. I wanted to make sure for the record we get it straight. A conflict of interest between the Port of Portland and Port of Astoria. A channel deepening, a commitment for channel deepening, you know, done appropriately. And then a general lack of business sense. And we can't fix that. But the first two, I'd like you to, for the record, comment to the committee on where Bob would be on these things.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Bill Wyatt. I'm Chief of Staff to Governor John Kitzhaber. And I've handed out to the committee, or to the committee administrator, I hope he's given it to you, a copy of a letter from Mr. Eaton to me, actually, because this was done quickly just today. And I won't read the whole letter, but the essence of it is that Mr. Eaton agrees to resign from the Port of Astoria pending his confirmation as a member of the Port of Portland Commission. Now, pending, obviously, because this is an elected position that he holds, and so if for some reason he were to resign and then not be confirmed, it would put the Port of Astoria in a bit of a bind. But he fully intends to resign, and I think this is a pretty strong affirmation of that, as soon as he is confirmed here for the Port of Portland. And I don't know whether or not he indicated during the course of his testimony that he was willing to do that or not, but this is a pretty solid indication of it. I've talked to him about it, and so he's prepared to do that, and I think he heard the same message that you did.
I'll make sure he gets on there.
With respect to the channel deepening project, I think, let me reiterate what the governor said to the committee last week, and that is that, number one, he supports this project and believes it is very important for the future of the port and for the region. Number two, the project isn't going to happen unless it comports with all of the relevant environmental challenges that confront it. And his view is that somebody in Bob's position, reflecting the needs and the interests of the Lower Columbia River, is going to make that more likely rather than less likely. And in any event, he would not have appointed Mr. Eaton, having had considerable discussion with him, if he thought in any way that Mr. Eaton was going to be an obstacle to the channel deepening project. I think that Senator Beyer asked at the end of Mr. Eaton's appearance, asked him directly for his approach, and he said he would support the project. I have confirmed that with him, had a brief conversation with him on Friday, and he has confirmed that, too.
Okay. If he doesn't, I'm coming after him.
You and me both, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Brown.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Wyatt, there are members of the Senate who expressed concern that the governor had made a commitment to also appoint a commissioner from upriver. What are the plans in terms of this governor in terms of doing that?
I think, as was discussed in your hearing, up to three members of the Port of Portland Commission can come from other than the three metropolitan area counties. The statute says that no fewer than two from each of Multnomah, Washington, and Clackamas counties. And so those always get the first call. And we, in fact, have an opening coming up in Clackamas County, and so we'll have to fill that with a person from Clackamas County because there are there will only be one member. Mr. Drummond has been appointed to the Investment Council. The next appointment that comes up, I believe, will be in September, and the governor is committed, as he has indicated, to Senator Nelson and others, to appointing somebody from the 2nd Congressional District for that position. And I think, as he expressed here, his view is that the Port of Portland is increasingly becoming the Port of Oregon and wants the commission to reflect that.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Senator Minnis.
Chairman. Bill, I'm kind of shy on environmental votes. We'll
Will this count as environmental voting?
Senator, it will with us. Yeah, right. Well, your scorecard will be reflected there.
Yeah, I was never so embarrassed as when the League of Conservation Voters gave me three last session. Three. Yeah, I must have been asleep on that bill.
And you know where things are when you get an environmental vote for voting for a guy who used to be the head of the Woodburn Chamber of Commerce. So that's.
Thank you. All right, further discussion.
Mr. Chair, I move to recommend the confirmation of the appointment of Bob Eaton to the Port of Portland Board of Commissioners.
Senator Cordy moves to recommend the confirmation of the appointment of Bob Eaton to the Port of Portland Board of Commissioners. Further discussion.
Mr. Chairman.
Objection. Yes, Senator Miller.
Yeah, I'm going to object mostly because of Mr. Eaton's reaction to the tape. And it seemed to me that it was convenient at that moment to declare that the channel deepening might be something you could agree to. Clearly, there was contrary evidence on the tape. I think what probably troubled me the most was maybe the inability to, at least in my judgment, be fully candid with this committee. I can deal with people who have different points of view, but I need to be somewhat comfortable with their veracity, and in this case, I'm not yet convinced. So I thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Well, he had a really limp answer on the ESA. I would agree.
What I thought.
I would agree. All right, Senator Miller objects. Everything else okay? All right, here. So ordered. Close the work session. Open the work session on the executive reappointment, ERB, Rita Thomas.
Mr. Chair.
I move to waive the appearance and recommend the confirmation of the reappointment of Rita Thomas to the Employment Relations Board.
Questions on this? Senator Cordy moves to waive the appearance and recommend the confirmation of the reappointment of Rita Thomas to the Employment Relations Board. Further discussion, objection. Hearing none, so ordered. Close work session. Open work session, House Bill 2906.
Chair, members, we should have dash threes and dash four amendments. The dash four amendments are from Senator Brown to deal with the surplus salmon issue.
That's correct.
Everybody is satisfied with the dash threes and dash fours.
Anybody here for 2906?
Okay, and this head chair, you need him.
And this stuck in, where is that? Got it right here. Yeah.
I would move the dash three amendment, Mr. Chair.
Let me find out what to do first.
Okay.
Just proper protocol.
Exactly what you're voting on. Mr. Chair.
Are both of these yours? Both of these.
The dash four are mine.
Who's the dash threes?
I assume they were
Ed Hughes. Ed.
Oh,
this Chairman,
the dash three was presented to you by the Attorney General's office.
That's right, AG's. Okay, and the dash four is for your salmon fix, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's move them both then.
Move the dash three, Mr. Chair.
Okay, Senator Brown moves the dash three to House Bill 2906. Further discussion, objection, or none so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash four.
And Senator Brown moves the dash four to House Bill 2906. Discussion, objection, hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I would move the bill as amended to the floor with due pass recommendation.
And Senator Brown moves House Bill 2906 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation. No objections, so ordered. I suppose you want to carry the silly thing?
I would love to,
okay.
Mr. Chair.
All right.
Thanks.
Senator Brown's a carrier. Let's see. Port of Portland up. Senator Dukes will carry the Port of Portland. Bob Eaton. Sorry about that. And anybody like Rita Thomas?
I'll do it.
And Senator Courtney will carry Ms. Thomas. Work session, House Bill 2744. Doug?
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, I'm Doug McKean with Legislative Council. I understand you have questions about this bill. There's several amendments. If you'd like me to talk about any of those.
Hang on just a second. We got sixes, sevens, and eights, right?
Right.
Five, sixes.
Five, sixes, sevens, and eights. Where are the, did I get them all?
The fives, you should have in your packet from last week.
Senator Cordes, did you steal my?
No.
They're all connected here. I don't know.
Dash fives.
I don't have.
And we have the, did you get the new SMS?
Mr. Chair, members, the dash fives should be in your packet from the last committee hearing on the table for the SMS. The dash sixes, sevens, and eights should be with the new SMS that's in your packet.
Silly us. Okay. Everybody have one? All right, what's fives do?
The fives break out the different areas where a local government can set a minimum wage rate, and that's for other public employers, which is a defined term, and in specifications for public contracts entered into by a local government, and third, or C, as a condition of providing a direct tax abatement or subsidy to a private employer with 50 or more employees. So those are the three areas where the local government can set a minimum wage rate.
Okay. And you're proposing we substitute the eights for the fives.